The presence of the Lord is so tangible this morning. Well, it always is, but it's just so good. It's refreshing, and it just gives you strength, amen, to go through. Oh, have you ever had one of those days that you stand up and you go, okay, Lord, I just need like a charge from above. Either we're tired or, I don't know, it's just one of those days, right? But God, amen? Glory to God. He can change everything. It's nothing like being in the presence of the Lord for just a little bit, right? For you to get that hope and joy and all these good things. Amen? Glory to God. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your people. And Lord, I pray that by your Spirit, that you give ears to hear and a heart to receive what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. And we thank you, Father, for your anointing. And we thank you for your presence in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So yesterday, the band and the dancers, we had a workshop. Yeah, it was great. Pastor George and Olivia did great. Everybody just putting input. It's so good from time to time when we're in ministry that we get together, right, and hear what the Lord is saying. But it's very important that we speak, right, that we speak what we feel the Lord is saying and doing. And that's how we grow. Amen. And so it was really good. And so I was supposed to have a part yesterday, too. But, one of the times that you feel like this is enough, right? And let's be released and all that. And then that's why I'm here, because I study for yesterday. So you're going to get it today. Okay? No. But as I know, it must be that the Lord wants everybody to hear this message, not only the band or the dancers. Amen? All of us. Glory to God. Well, we know that the enemy, although I'm going to talk about him just a little bit, he doesn't deserve any time of our time, amen? But sometimes perspective, right, is good. It's good to look at the word and say, okay, let's see. And so we see how let's go to Isaiah 14:9. This is referring to Satan. Used to be Lucifer, right? And so from time to time, we need to be reminded who our enemy is and how we are more than conqueror and how we put him in his place. Amen? We just sometimes we forget. So we don't want to forget. So, and thank God for the word they remind us. So in Isaiah 14:9, it starts like, hell from beneath is excited about you. Wow. Yes. To meet you at your coming, it stirs up the dead for you. All the chief ones of the earth, it has raised up from their throne. All the kings of the nation, they all shall speak and say to you, have you also become as weak as we? Have you become like us? Your pomp is brought down to Sheol, and the sound of your string instruments, the maggot is spread under you. Wow. And worms cover you. So what's the word talking about? Then it comes, oh, how you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, how you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations, for you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, and I will sit on the mount of the congregation. On the farthest side of the north, I will ascend above the heights of the cloud, and I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depth of the pits. Glory to God. And so then it goes, those who see you will gaze at you and consider your saying, Is this the man who made the earth tremble, who shook kingdoms, who made the world as a wilderness and destroyed its city, who did not open the house of his prisoner? All the kings of the nation, all of them, sleep in glory, every one in his own house. But you are cast out of your grave. Amen. This is talking about Satan, our enemy, right? And so we know how he ends. But in the meantime, the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against the rulers. And we read that. But when we go to trials and tribulation and we face the opposition of the enemy, we tend to get in the flesh and trying to justify where we're going through, and we forget that we have an enemy. Amen? But let me tell you a little bit about Satan. His name was Lucifer, created by God. He was in charge kind of the music. The Bible says that music will come, there's some instruments kind of coming out. So all that splendor and all that beauty came to nothing because he allowed pride to come in. So that's one place, an area that we need to watch ourselves. Amen? And so every time we worship the Lord, every time we praise God, every time that music comes in and people use their talents and their gifts to worship God, the enemy gets very, very upset. And I love that song. This is how we fight our battle. Amen? So we're going to see an example in the Old Testament. How many of you know that the Old Testament is an illustration in the physical what is happening in the spirit? Amen? And so it's good from time to time to see all these stories that the Lord have put in the Bible for you and me to sit down and be able to meditate and learn from it. So let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Now, this is about Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah. In all the setting, he get news that the enemy is coming to destroy Israel. The enemy is coming. The king Jehoshaphat is a godly king. He served the Lord. But this is coming. And so 20, verse 1, say, it happened after this that the people of Moab with the people of Ammon, others with them beside the Ammonites, came to battle against Jehoshaphat. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, a great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria, and they are in Hazeron Tamar. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. So Judah gathered together to ask help for the Lord. And from all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah in Jerusalem, in the house of the Lord, before the new court, and say, O Lord God of our father, are you not God in heaven? And do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nation? And in your hands is there not power and might, so that no one is able to withstand you? Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend, forever? And they dwell in it and have built you a sanctuary in it for your name's sake. If disasters come upon us, sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, we will stand before this temple and in your presence. For your name is in this temple, and cry out to you in our affliction, and you will hear and save. Now here are the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whom you will not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and did not destroy them. Here they are, Lord, rewarding us by coming to throw us out of your possession, which you have given us to inherit. Our God, will you not judge them? So this is the situation so far. The enemy is coming. The first thing Jehoshaphat does is not he doesn't run, even though he felt fear. But he tells everyone to be praying and fasting. And then when he presents himself before the Lord, not that he has to remind God of what he has done, but I think he is, reminding himself of what God has done. You see, we need to learn from that. When we're going through hard times, it's very easy for us to fall back and get a woe is me. But that's not the first thing we need to do. The first thing we need to do is pray and seek the Lord. And then we need to be reminded of the things that God has done already in our life. Amen? And you know, we can stand and say, God, do it again. And you see, this king, that's what he did. He's praying to God, but he's reminding God all the great things he has done and his promises. So we feel sick, right? And so instead of going, oh, although it's easy to say that, especially when you're hurting, right? We can say, Lord, you have healed me so many times. Lord, just do it one more time. Amen? When the finances are not there in our home and we feel like, oh, I don't have enough, remind yourself when you pray, Lord, but you have been there before. And you supply all my needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. You see? And that way, you encourage your faith. So the Bible says here in the story, Jehoshaphat is pretty good. First he called for prayer. They are fasting. Then he comes before God and he girt himself. I don't know about you. Why do we confess the word of the Lord over us? You know, I've been confessing healing words over and over. Faith comes by what? Hearing what? The word of God. So when I speak, guess what? I hear it. So when I speak out loud, my faith is increasing. That's what Jehoshaphat did. Say, oh Lord, remember your promise? Remember all the things you did for us? What is he doing? He's encouraging himself in the Lord. How many times we failed that? Right? Let's see what happened. Glory to God. 14. Let's jump to 14. Say, then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jezreel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly. I want you to see yourself as a God of generation. Right? It's not just you. It's your parents, your ancestor. What God has done in the past. You know, he's reminding who he is, you know, whose son he is. So thank God for that generation, people that pray us through the kingdom. Amen? So the prophet comes and gives the word of the Lord. This is what he say. And he said, listen, all you of Judah and you inhabitant of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid. Fear not, nor dismay because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but whose? God. Tomorrow, go down against them. They will surely come up by ascent of Cis, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. 17, you write in your Bible, write it. It's key. 17, you need to memorize it. 17, you need to write it down, underline it. You will not need to fight this battle. Glory. Position yourself. Oh, okay. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord is with you. Hallelujah. Isn't that exciting? I think it is. What is God telling them? The prophet is telling them, fear not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Actually, that phrase was said by Moses when they were against the ocean, right? The sea and the enemy. And the people were going crazy. Oh, and they were screaming, and it was horrible. And Moses stood up and said, fear not. Why would he start with that? He goes, fear not, because that's the first thing that comes to our heart, isn't it? Stand still. Why did he say stand still? Because we don't. We don't. We go bunkers. We're scared. Now we're talking nonsense. Then we're going back and forth. And then say, fear not, stand still, and see what? The salvation of the Lord. Now he tells the king, the battle belongs to the Lord. But wait a minute. God is going to do the battle? Absolutely. So the king, Jehoshaphat, was all excited to hear that. Position yourself. That's very important. What position? What position? How do we position ourselves when we are being attacked? And we all have been, right? Some of you are going through really hard attack. Physically, mentally, we know that. But he's saying, position yourself. Position yourself is that you're going to put yourself in a place where you refuse to look to the left or to the right, but you position yourself and you concentrate on the goodness of the Lord and you trust God and you know that even though things are not right, it's going to be what? Okay, that's how you position yourself. Amen? The next. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Then the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with voices loud and high. Wow. You mean it's okay to be loud when we're in the temple, when we're in the church? We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Can we be loud? Absolutely. But wait a minute. How can I be loud if you only knew what I'm going through? No, when you're going through hard times, this is where you really have to be loud. But the right way, right? Believe, Lord, Jesus, loud and high. So they rose early in the morning and went out in the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitant of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, hallelujah, and you shall be what? Established. You see, we went from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. So we are established. Amen? No one is going to take us out of the hand of God. We're in the new place. In the new kingdom. Amen? Believe in the Lord your God and you shall establish. Believe his prophet. Oh. And you shall prosper. Let's go back again. The enemy's coming. They go into fasting. They go into praying. And then God comes down and speak to the prophet. The prophet delivered the message. The message is taking. And now the army is looking up and doing what God asked them to do. But then he reminded them to remember those things. And to prosper, just remember what the prophets say. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. So, this is an army. Picture this. Let's go back to the natural, right? This is the army. All armies are coming. They're going to be destroyed. They are outnumbered. There don't look any way to get out of that. The prophet comes and say, the battle belongs to the Lord. Gird yourself, position yourself. And the first thing the king say to these warriors, right? Start singing. Start praising God. The musicians are going before the army. Wow. Wait a minute. Music? I thought music was just to relax me. Can I? Water? So, going back. Excuse me. Thank you. Now, when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and the Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were what? Defeated. Let me tell you, when we come on Sunday morning, let's bring it back to here. When we come, we have musicians, we got dancers, they're being called by God. They have been positioned in the house of the Lord. And they are here to praise and worship the Lord and to lead us into that. Worship and praise the Lord. There's an anointing that flows from them and the dancers because we're worshiping the Lord. The Bible says, if I am lifted up, Jesus said, if I am lifted up, I will what? Draw all men to whom? To me. So when we start worshiping the Lord and the musician and the dancers start saying, praise God, for his mercy endures forever. And we start interceding, and you're here, there is a war going out, whether you see it or not. As you press in and you worship the Lord will send ambush on your behalf. Against who? The enemy. So it's so much deeper. Then let's just pray some song or let's sing some song. Oh, this feel one and that one is my favorite. And oh, what? No, no, no. When these musicians, again, they are being appointed by God and we come together, even though we have this room here, who is the temple today? We are. We are. So when I enter in, do you see how important it is to worship the Lord? I don't know what problem you brought when you went through those doors, but the Lord does. I don't know what the enemy is scheming against you, but the Lord does. I don't know how, right, we're going to make it, but the Lord does. So what is our part? Our part is to what? Position ourselves just like the army, position ourselves and worship the Lord with everything in us. And guess what? The battle belongs to the Lord. So I don't care what you are going through or I'm going through, I serve a mighty God. Amen? And this is not just to make me feel good. I can be so tired and hurting and not in the right place. But as soon as I lift up my hand, I'm doing war. You hear what I'm saying? As soon as I enter in to worship the Lord, God sends ambush to the enemy. And he say, no, you can't touch them. This is my children. And the blood of Jesus is against your enemy. Amen? Fear not. Stand still. And what? And see the salvation of the Lord. Amen? Now, who will do that in the natural? Think about it. Oh, here we are to battle. Bunch of musicians come in. But you know what? King Jehoshaphat knew how powerful they were. You see, in the temple, when God built, when Solomon created the temple in the physical, every musician, every singer was appointed and called. There's a calling. It was not just, there was a calling for them, because they were going to usher the presence of the Lord. And so that's why here, like Mr. Church, when we praise the Lord, the anointing of the prophetic mantle falls upon us. Have you noticed? So the musicians are singing, and all of a sudden, I hear, I feel, I think. Amen? What is happening? Why do we do that? Because the Spirit of God is moving and it's anointing his people. And we step out and we speak that. And we see people heal, deliver, the peace of God that passes all human understanding is upon us. We get charged. We get renewed. Amen? So you see, it's still the same. The Old Testament, and now, but it's more powerful. So when you enter into those doors, and you raise your hand even though you don't want to, and when you shout, even though it's like, oh. Now we can shout on games. We watch a football game, and wah! And we're not ashamed of shouting. But somehow we come to the house of the Lord, and holy Lord, if that much comes out. But God give us a shout. And when we shout in the name of Jesus, the enemy is defeated. Oh, we need to get this. You know why? Because the enemy knows his time is short. And so he's really upset. And listen, we are so blessed to have the group of worshipers we have in this house. I cannot say enough how much Pastor George and I appreciate every dancer, every musician. But I pray you pray for them because they are in the front. They are in the front of the battle, making a way, just like here. The musicians, the worshipers were on the front. Amen? So when Judah came to a place overlooking the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude, and there were their dead bodies falling on the earth. Praise the Lord. His mercy endures forever. And they all fell dead. Who did that? The Lord. None of them, the Lord. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away their spoil, they found among them an abundance of valuables on the dead body and precious jewelry, which they strip off for themselves more than they could carry away. You see, you can never outgive God. Not only did they won, they got spoils. Don't you like that? The enemy's been defeated, right? When Paul and Silas were in jail and they were chained down, they didn't start crying and say, oh, woe is me. What does the Bible say they did? They start what? Praising the Lord. They start singing and praising God. Really? Can you imagine you being in that cell? They got beat up first before they put them there in shackles. And as soon as they start praising God, the Bible said they were set free. Amen? So what am I saying? Am I saying is the Lord is saying he's number one. He's saying the battle belongs to him. But he's saying position yourself. And we're just giving the enemy too much leeway. And that should not be. Because the battle belongs to the Lord. And we are getting the spoils. Amen? Going to jump in 28. So they came to Jerusalem after all the rejoicing. And they knew that the enemy was defeated. So they came to Jerusalem with what? String instruments and harps and trumpets to the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the fear of God was on all what? The kingdoms of those countries when they heard that the Lord had fought against the enemy of Israel. Then the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet. I mean, this is deep. For his God gave him rest all around. You know, sometimes we hear, I'm tired. And when we win a victory and we know it's God, we don't need to continue to strive. But there's a rest that God gives us. And sometimes we miss that, okay? We need to enter into the rest of the Lord with faith, knowing that he's awesome, that our enemy has been defeated. So next time we have another trial, when, okay? It's not if. Everybody say when. I'm going to remember this, am I? And I'm going to what? Worship the Lord. And if I can raise my hand because it hurts, then you get somebody to help you out and raise your hand for you. And you start praising the Lord and you start giving him glory. And picture him sending an ambush on your enemy. Amen? Don't you love that? That's so good. So, next time you walk in, Life Ministry Church, and the band that has been sent and appointed by God is starting to play, you join with them and with the dancers and with the shout and with everything in you. Because it's not about you. It's about your Father that he's breaking through, right? And he's going to do because he's so faithful. Amen? The Bible tell us, yes, the battle belongs to the Lord. The Bible tell us, again, if he's lifted up, he'll draw all men to him. The Bible tell us to enter his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with what? Praise. The Bible tell us that God inhabits the praises of who? Of his people. What does that mean? That means he's here. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Spirit of God. Is there anything more powerful than that? I don't think so. Amen? I think this is to shout about. And you know, sometimes our body gets tired and we go, oh, do we have to go? No. When you feel down and you don't feel good, you should go, oh, Lord, that I just go and praise you with my brothers and sisters. I know I can't even move, but I'm going to make it anyway. Amen? Wouldn't that shift a little bit? In the name of the Lord, stand in faith. He has done it. The other day, and I want you to listen, I'll end with this. The other day, I was thanking the Lord, because we have brought some people to the Lord lately. And, you know, give me a new a beginner, a new saint, somebody who received Jesus anytime. I want those to pray for me, lay hands on me. Why? They're so excited about the kingdom that they belong now. They see the difference, and they're so excited. And guess what? I see their testimony. And you know, they're so excited. They come and they say, the Lord answered my prayer. Pastor Asia, you should have seen this and this and that. I'm miracles. I'm telling you, miracles. And Pastor Asia, I prayed this and the Lord gave me that. Right, Vanessa? I prayed this and God did this. And there's an excitement. You know, there's an excitement. They're waiting to see. Because they've been in darkness and now they're in the light. And so I was thanking the Lord. And I say, Lord, I always love to see new babies come to the Lord. Because it seems like you take really good care of them. And you always show yourself so powerful on their behalf. And as strong as I am talking right now, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, I still do it. My people just take me for granted. And that's sad. That is so sad. We're hungry, and God gave us manna, and we eat the first day, yummy, yummy. The second day, yummy, and the second day is what? Manna again? So you see, God help us, right? What are you going through? What is it that the enemy keep on throwing at you this morning? Come on. You need to worship the Lord. And that's why people get saved. And that's why people get healed. And that's why the hearts are touched. Because the anointing is in the house. With the musician, they're going ahead. And the dancer going ahead. And we are doing what? Warfare. I wish you can look up. And just imagine this tornado just going around. Just imagine that. God gave us an imagination. That's your trial. That's your hurt. That's your disappointment. That's your confusion. As you worship the Lord is taking it. You believe that? I do. You see, Jesus pay it all. It's not by my strength. It's not by my strength. What I can do and not do is by His Spirit. It's not by anything I can do. How about releasing that to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords as we finish with praise and worship? Take it home. You're by yourself at home. Just shout to the Lord. Why are you been listening? Why are you been watching? Is it bringing life to you? Put K, love. When you're in your car, when you feel so bad, just worship. You need a miracle? There's some people here need a miracle. In the relationship, in the physical bodies, financially, you name it. Let's all stand. I pray that as you worship Him, the this morning that you got that picture. He did it then. He do it today. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So as you praise the Lord and worship Him, know, amen, that the battle, what? Belongs to who? To the Lord. Do we release it to Him? Or do we hold it so we can hit somebody with it? No. Get some senses into some people. How about we release it, right? How about we let it go? Father, I bless your people. Lord, I pray that you remind us of King Jehoshaphat, Lord, that we remember that we need to fast. Yes, we need to pray. Yes. And then we position ourselves and we worship you. Because guess what? Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. And God can do it. He will do it. In Jesus' mighty name. I believe whatever it is that the enemy is throwing at you this morning, if you believe and you worship God from the heart, you will be set free. Amen? And I want to hear all those testimonies. Like, oh, Lord, and remember what the Father said. He's still doing great things for you. You're just taking it for granted. Let's repent about that. Father, please forgive us when we miss all the things that you do. Those divine appointments, right? Those healing. The checkbook somehow, some way is multiplying. All that goodness of the Lord. Amen. Just worship.